Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 281.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Therapists, do you feel stuck when working with clients who are numb and disconnected, who have trouble accessing emotion and exploring their inner experience? Learn a comprehensive approach to conceptualize your client's concerns. Sensory motor psychotherapy uniquely includes the body in therapy as both a source of information and a target for intervention, because words are not enough. Go beyond theories and gain practical ways to open a new dimension for effective therapy. Visit Sensory Motor Psychotherapy Institute online at sensorymotor.org today. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan. Oh my goodness, so much has been going on this June. It's been such a busy time. And I feel like I've been just fast and furious making new episodes and putting out a ton of content. So feels kind of funny to be recording a new episode for you to come out next week based on an interview I did today. It was a brief interview, which is why I'm releasing this as a bonus episode. My guest today is Dr. Shefali Sabari. Dr. Shefali received her doctorate in clinical psychology from Columbia University. Specializing in the integration of Western psychology and Eastern philosophy, she brings together the best of both worlds for her clients. She's an expert in family dynamics and personal development, teaching courses around the globe, and she has written 4 books, including the award-winning New York Times bestsellers, The Conscious Parent and The Awakened Family. She's been featured prominently on Oprah Winfrey's platforms, Good Morning America, The Today Show, Hoda and Jenna, among many others, and Dr. Shefali lives in New York City. You can find her book at www.aradicalawakening.com. I've been reading this book and I really like it. it's aligned very closely with some work that I've been doing personally and what has been coming up for so many of my clients as well. And this is what she says about her book. This book is about your awakening. It is an ode and an homage to your authentic self, the self that is waiting to be birthed anew. We all yearn to be free, yet we feel encaged in our daily lives, consumed by fear and unworthiness. What these pages promise you is a path out of the cage toward a new vision of yourself. And it's really interesting the way she talks about these roles that we are socialized into as women and how culture teaches us from early ages to be small. But then we are wearing that role and living it, even if maybe logically we don't see ourselves that way anymore, but we're still repeating that pattern. And this is a common problem I see for people who have traumatic childhoods, that we replay these relational patterns throughout our lives and we're stuck and we feel miserable because we are unconsciously repeating these patterns, but we don't know we're doing it and we don't know why we're doing it. We don't know why it keeps happening to us. So I hope that you will enjoy this very brief little conversation that we had and that you will check out the book. I've been recommending it to a lot of people because I think it's an important message about connecting to the power that no one can take from you, no matter what they do to you. And I think that's where it really resonates the most for me, is that for me personally, it was an awakening to realize that no matter what someone does to me, my power is always there inside of me. No one could take that away. Even if I feel disempowered and I'm operating as someone who's disempowered because of my trauma, the power is there. It's just reconnecting to it is what needs to happen. So that's what she teaches in this book. And it's a brief little conversation, but I hope you'll find it interesting and I'd love to hear your comments. As always, I appreciate you listening to Therapy Chat. Also, don't forget, my new podcast, Trauma Chat, comes out next week. And I hope if you are interested, you'll check it out. Go subscribe on iTunes, leave a rating and review, and let people you know who might want to learn more about trauma, even if they're not mental health professionals, let them find out about it too. Thanks so much for your help and support. So hi, welcome, Dr. Shefali. I'm so honored to be able to interview you today. Thank you for coming on to Therapy Chat.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited about your book, A Radical Awakening. I've already been recommending it to so many clients and reading it myself and enjoying it so much. I'm listening on Audible. So hearing you, you know, in your own words is really cool. So in the book, you talk about how we as women are conditioned to abandon ourselves and the connection to our own power before we even really have a chance to understand our power. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. As young girls, we're trained that to be good girls means to take care of others and put others first and, you know, not be so boastful and not be so loud. And we have all these strident messages of the culture that we absorb. And what that ends up doing is that we feel like, oh, we have to straitjacket ourselves and morph into somebody we may not be in order to meet the standard that our parents tell us or culture tells us. And then we have to, you know, if we don't meet those standards, we are not going to get the love and worth. And no one can really meet that standard because it's impossible. It's a standard of super kindness, super niceness, super politeness, appropriateness. I mean, who can live like that? And boys are not given that message in the same strident way. And that's why boys can make mistakes, be bad boys, take risks. And we girls are scared to do that. And when we become women, then we become so indoctrinated with that message that now our true self is really buried all the way deep. And then we wonder why we're exhausted all the time. Why are we raving lunatics and screaming at our children all the time? It's because we're really frustrated by this messaging that we get to be small. We don't want to be small anymore. We don't want to be quiet anymore, but we don't know how else to be because the shame of being called, you know, either a slut or a bitch is just so hurtful to us because we've been really indoctrinated to be the good girls. So culture knows where our wound is. And that's why people say those things to us to shut us up.
Yeah, I agree so much with that. And you allude to that in the book too, how some of the ways that our innate feminine sexual power that we have is made taboo, you know, culturally yes. in most patriarchal cultures and used to disempower us for the purpose of enforcing patriarchy.
Yeah, well, the patriarchy is about a system that, you know, favors men and their freedoms more than the woman, and also favors, you know, white supremacy and all that stuff. So women are part of this system that inherently denies her power, denies her worth, denies her loudness and her bigness. And so she knows that she just needs to fit in the grooves. And anytime she walks outside of those lines, she feels the stigmatization. You know, it doesn't even have to be explicit. It can just be a stare. And typically women do it to her the most. We women subjugate ourselves now because this is the nature of psychology, right? The perpetrator on the outside becomes the perpetrator on the inside. So because we've been perpetrated against by the toxic patriarchy, we perpetrate each other and then we perpetrate ourselves. So we internalize the oppressor and we are our worst critics. The worst critics are ourselves, to our own selves, to our own bodies. We objectify ourselves more than any human can objectify us ever. And the next thing we do is we objectify other women. We are looking at women's shoes and the labels and the nails. You think men are noticing all this? I mean, barely ever. So, you know, they do look, but they're not noticing us in that very nitty gritty, detailed, scrutinizing way that we women do to each other.
Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful message of your book, really, is that, you know, it to me, what I took away from it is that what's put on us intentionally by the patriarchy, when we internalize it and we don't know, we forget that we can break free of that. Then we hold ourselves back and, you know, don't allow ourselves. We use our own inner critic and our own shoulds to
right. and
keep ourselves realize, small.
Right. And we don't realize that those are shackles that we are actually angry about out in the culture, but we don't see it within ourselves. We are constantly shackling ourselves. Don't talk now. Don't say that. What will people say? Oh my goodness, she's going to get angry. Oh my goodness, he won't love me. Depending on others, do you love me? Do you need me? Do you think I'm worthy? We are constantly with this inner dialogue, but we don't realize we are. And we think others are doing it to us. We don't realize that we are doing it to ourselves.
Well, I'm so glad that you wrote this book, and I'm seeing it everywhere and you talking about it everywhere. So I'm so glad this message is really getting out. It feels like this is the time for this message, the really rise of the feminine energy. And I think that's very much needed in Western culture, at least today.
Absolutely. It is a moment of a global awakening and an individual awakening. And we women have so much power within us that if we could just take the lid off and allow the free flow of our inner power, we would be shocked to see how healing we are to ourselves, to our children, and to the planet. We hold so much power that we are cut away from. We are powerhouses that we have forgotten the pathway back to, the door to, and that we have the key.
Mm, yes, that's a beautiful reminder. Thank you. So I know we have to stop, but where can people find all of the good things that you're doing right now?
Well, they can buy the book at aradicalawakening.com. And they can look me up, Dr. Shefali, on my website at drshefali.com, on my social media.
Wonderful. Thank you again for taking the time to be with me today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, therapists. Do you feel stuck working with clients who can't access their emotions or name their inner experience? Do you find it difficult to work with people who are disconnected from their own emotions? And they may be disconnected within the therapeutic relationship as well. Learn a comprehensive approach to conceptualize your client's concerns. Sensory motor psychotherapy uniquely includes the body in therapy as both a source of information and target for intervention because words are not enough. We all know that talk therapy is limited. You've heard it discussed on this podcast multiple times. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you also know that I am a huge fan of sensory motor psychotherapy. I've completed levels 1 and 2 and plan to pursue the certification level 3. And the reason why I love it so much is because I've experienced shifts within myself through the experiential training process and huge shifts in my work with clients through the training that I've received with Sensory Motor Psychotherapy Institute. I highly recommend that you check out their website, sensorymotor.org, to learn about their trainings. In fact, they have trainings coming up this summer, and to view their webinars, learn more about what sensory motor psychotherapy is. It's a beautiful, powerful method that I can't recommend highly enough. So check them out at sensorymotor.org.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today. You